Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
All right, so I have Julie and Amanda both in studio with me. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello. They are both with United Way, United Way of Southwest Michigan. You guys do a lot of really awesome things for the community. And really, if you want to learn more, you probably just check out the website, right?
Correct.
Yes.
What is the website?
It's uwsm.org.
Okay. You guys know a lot about Reading Month that's coming up, right? Because I go, how do you guys know all these dates when I've been asking you the details? And well, we've been planning it for a long time. Okay. What do both of you do with United Way? Just out of curiosity.
I am the volunteer engagement manager.
Okay.
And I'm the Great Start Collaborative Director of Berrien County.
Okay. So you guys got the task of putting together something fun for National Reading Month, which is March.
Yeah. It was started, I think, about a decade ago by the National Education Association, and it's really grown. It's become a pretty big movement nationally, and it's really to just bring awareness to children's literacy.
And then you tie into, of course, the great season change that we're all looking forward to, and we call it spring into
yes.
reading. I love it. So why did you guys, I guess, first and foremost, find this to be a good idea for our area, doing something to create awareness around it?
Well, I think Amanda could speak to more. The Great Start Collaborative has been doing a book drive for a while now, every other year, and they have been doing it, honestly, so successfully that we thought, you know, we wanted to take their model and really build a partnership with them, with United Way and the Great Start of Cass County, so that we could collect, our goal is 5,000 books to distribute to kids in need this summer.
Now, I know, and you've probably seen and heard, you guys do a volunteer reading. Well, people are going to school and actually do the reading. That happens. But then this is something cool that you guys do as well, is actually collect books, right?
Right.
So I guess, what is the age range of books that you'll be collecting? Where did these books go to, and who will be reading them?
Sure. We are collecting new and gently used books for children of all ages, birth to age 18. So,
okay.
Children's book up to young adult. And we're collecting them throughout the county in lots of different areas. But once we collect them, they'll be distributed in Berrien County. They'll be distributed through the home visiting programs, such as Nurse Family Partnership, Parents as Teachers, Maternal Infant Health Program, and Early Head Start. And I know that in Cass County and United Way has some other places that they're going to be distributed as well. So I'll let Julie talk about that.
Yeah, the Great Start Collaborative of Cass County is going to put out these great little reading treasure chests at like the DHHS office, Friend of the Court, places where kids are.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just pick up a book and take it. And then we're also going to be putting little bookshelves at all the food pantries in the area. And another component that I'm excited about is we're going to add a read-up component to the summer Meet-Up, Eat-Up program. The Meet-Up, Eat-Up program is run by DHHS. And in the summer, a lot of kids who are on free or reduced lunch don't have access to those meals all summer. So DHHS puts in parks, schools all over Berrien and Cass County, really all over the country. But for us, in Berrien and Cass County, they designate these spots and they serve lunch and many times dinner so that kids can come and get a meal so they don't go hungry. So the kids that we are really targeting are kids that don't always have access to books in the home, because
yeah.
that's not an expense that's figured when you're...
I would assume that a priority would be food. So if the food,
right.
if food is in need, then I bet you that they likely don't have books set in their, I guess, reachable access as well. So I like the idea of putting them in a food pantry. I mean, like, duh,
yeah.
right? So that's where they'll go once they are collected. And then I want to just really push that these don't have to be new. They can be gently used books, right?
Right. And also, you know what's great? We just got two big boxes of books from Random House. They brought us all kinds of books, and a lot of them had diverse characters in it. And we want your books. You
mm-hmm.
know, reading is reading, right? But if you do happen to have some diverse books, or feel like, you know, you can buy them wholesale online and donate them to us, because some of the kids that we serve, maybe they speak Spanish or they're African American. And when you're little and you see something that represents you in a book, it lends a little bit of extra importance to what you're reading, because you're kind of, it's mirroring you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really encourage everybody to get diverse.
Well, I also, like, I don't know about you, but I like a good, like, paperback book. Like, I like to take a book and be able to carry it around with me. I have not gotten into the trend of being able to read on my iPad yet, right? But even though there's still that comfort of being able to sit down and read your book, once you're done with the book, what do you do with it?
Right, exactly.
It basically lays there. So this is a great opportunity for you to give those books that you once loved and that you still have laying around at home that you have no use for to someone who really would like to read it and need it.
Yeah, like my kids are 16. Well, he'll be 16 next week. Gulp. 16, and my daughter's 12, and they have stacks and stacks of books that they don't read anymore. And emotionally, I have to separate from them as a mom because I used to read them to them when they were little. But it's time, I know, for me to clean those bookshelves out and give them to kids who need them.
So as you said, there is a whole bunch of places that we can bring books. When does the collection process start and end?
It's basically starting March 1st, but there's boxes up now at all the Honor Credit Unions, all the First Source Banks, all the Martins. They're all over Edwardsburg, all over Cass, all over Berrien. On our website, uwsm.org/bookdrive, is a full location of everything in North County, South County, and Cass.
Mm-hmm. So they're all listed there, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Am I missing anything for, I guess, the whole book drive as far as collection and donation goes?
No, I just really encourage everybody to just take a minute and donate these books. They've got to see words and spend time with words and the shapes and the patterns. And one of the big things that we really, a benchmark is third grade reading proficiency. And if a child is not where they should be at third grade, it's a lot harder for them to catch up later on. So the more books we can get into their hands at a younger age, it really sets them up for success and self-confidence and being able to do well in school.
Now, I'd also like to keep in mind, too, that I think there's something significant about being able to say that it's yours, that they have something as well, too. And this just gives them the opportunity to say, this is now my book. It's something that I can call my own.
Absolutely.
All right. So real quick, too, all these books that you guys collect have to be sorted.
And
because your large goal, you do need volunteers. So at the least you can do, maybe you don't have books laying around, maybe you don't have a budget to spend on buying new books to give. How can we help maybe volunteer to sort some of these?
We are going to be sorting books at Berrien Risa March 27th and March 28th. I believe it's from 8 to 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's a website that they can go to. If you go to United Way's website, there's a link there for volunteering.
So hit United Way, hit up the United Way website, and there's the volunteer link there. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that that'll not only give you the opportunity to do this, but then other things that you guys always need volunteers for throughout the year, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, in connection with this, there's also some really fun events coming up. And if you've never been to the Martins in Stevensville and checked out their upstairs like area, I know exactly where this is going to take place. because they do a really great job over at that Martins. There is going to be a really fun Dr. Seuss kickoff party that's happening real soon on March 3rd for this, right?
Yeah, it's March 3rd from 1 to 4, and it is going to be so fun. It's a kind of a partnership between Martin Stevensville, the Lincoln Township Library, and United Way, and we've got these cooking demonstration, green eggs and ham cooking demonstration, make your own big construction paper cat in the hat. There's a book out called The Book with No Pictures. So Lisa's got these book pages that cookies that you can decorate and make your own picture. And all these great little activities. There's going to be readings every half hour by local authors.
Okay. And then how do I get in? Just bring a book?
Bring a book.
See how that works? This is cool. This is something fun. And Lisa, she's at Martin's, right?
Oh, yes.
She's great. She executes really fun events. This is, again, March 3rd from 1 to 4, the Dr. Seuss kickoff party for this. Make sure that you stop by and bring the kids.
Yeah.
And then I also have Get Ready Family Night. Was that right? Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay, what is that?
All right, so the Great Start Collaborative of Berrien County is holding the Get Ready for Kindergarten, Get Ready Family Night on Tuesday, March 13th from 6 to 7:30 at Stevensville United Methodist Church. And it's really all about activities that you can do with your child starting at birth to get them ready for kindergarten. So we are going to have activity kits there for different age groups and different concepts just on how to get your child ready for kindergarten, different things that you can do. We will have Moe's catered in, which is always delicious, and free childcare. So it is a reservation event, so we have enough food and childcare. So if you are interested, you can email Heather Steinbrook at heather.steinbrook@berrienrisa.org.
Probably just head to Berrien Risa to find more about that as well.
You can actually go to the Great Start Collaborative Facebook page.
Perfect. Okay, the Great Start Collaborative Facebook page for more on that one. And this one's intriguing me just because of the Easter Bunny involvement. Meet the Easter Bunny.
You know, he's so busy this time of year, and he's going to happen to be in town on this day. Who knew? So you can bring your kids to meet him, the big guy.
When is this?
It's going to be March 24th at the Cass County Library, and they're going to have taking pictures with the Easter Bunny, a reading corner, doing crafts. It's at Brookside Learning Center, but it's hosted by the Cass Library.
Okay.
Brookside Learning Center is at 61662 Daily Road in Cassopolis.
So it is in Cassopolis.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm sure that they're also a collection, though, place for the book, a collection point.
Admission to meet the real Easter Bunny.
Got it.
It's just one new or gently used book.
Well, do you see how this all ties in, though? It's book collection, back to the kids. And then more importantly, just keep in mind what March is all about and what United Way is doing, giving back to kids who truly need these books of all ages. So I wanted to do a really quick recap. If you have gently used books laying around at home, give them, right? Otherwise, if you have the budget laying around and this is something that you want to help, just go buy some books. You would like some, I guess, diverse, interestingly diverse, mm-hmm. different books, right?
Yes.
So look for those. And then I could sit here and ask you to list all the drop-off locations off, but that would be silly. Find them all at the website, right?
Right. Okay. UWSM.org/bookdrive.
Okay. And then one more time, how long will you be collecting the books?
From March 1st to March 22nd.
And that is because sorting is the 27th?
27th and 28th at Barry and Risa.
A really big thanks to UPS. They are our logistics partner. They're donating a man and a truck to go pick all these up on the 23rd so we can get them to Barry and Risa. And I think that that's really awesome of them.
You just gave me a good laugh at that. They're donating a man and a truck. All right. Well, Julie and Amanda, it's been fun. Thank you. And enjoy, I guess, reading month.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.